The battle against the Washburn fire in Yosemite is being led by California Interagency Management Team 13. At a community meeting last night in Oakhurst, Operations Supervisor Matt Ahern described the situation near the Mariposa Grove Road where the blaze originated.
Fire started a few days ago in a very heavy, thick fuel bed, large diameter trees, 8 feet plus on the ground, thick stands of canopy, sequoia trees, standing dead trees in there, just very difficult conditions to fight fire in. And then to put on top of that, evacuations of the public, the communities at risk, and the park aspect of things.
Firefighters are focused on two major resources that are under threat: the world-renowned Mariposa Grove of giant sequoias and the historic village and recreational complex of Wawona. The good news is that both have escaped damage. Ahern reported on the situation there this morning.
Within Wawona proper, we continue our indirect contingency lines around the community. Crews continue to work through the properties on the west and the south side of the community, prepping, preparing the structures for any advance of fire. Fire is down into the South Fork of the Merced River now. It continues to back down the slope, very steep slopes into the Merced. We're going to be flying this hourly with our aircraft looking for spot fires to the north of the Merced River.
Regional heat and low humidity is making for a very active fire. Stanley Berkovitz is public information officer for Team 13. He says it's fortunate that winds have been low and not driving the flames like so many of the fires in recent years.
Another good point is the fact that it was a low to medium intensity fire that burned in the lower section of Mariposa Grove. And it was, you know, if someone asked me how many trees did it take, the answer is probably zero or one. So no damage to the grove. The really cherished trees have sprinklers set up around them that are keeping them wet 24/7. But the fire has moved beyond there in Wawona. That was the beginning of the fire, and that's not where the concerns are right now. So that's kind of a relief for people.
Another stroke of luck is the absence of large uncontained fires around the state and nation right now. That has allowed a large response to the Washburn fire. So far, there are 650 people on site and more to come today. Expert hotshot crews will double to 20. More essential firefighting equipment is also arriving. There are already 12 helicopters, 50 fire engines along with water tankers, and lots of bulldozers. More of all that is also on the way. But even as the fire burns, Incident Management Team 13 is preparing for post-fire restoration.
The rehab after a fire is a big portion of the fire, and there is an agency specially for that, for the rehab after incidents, that will come in usually mid-fire and start planning the rehab, because they've already got areas they can start rehabbing, because they need to get ready for the rains, which if you've got denuded ground, that makes it ripe for erosion and flooding.
Berkovitz added that the importance of Yosemite's international treasures threatened by the Washburn fire has brought together firefighting resources from a range of agencies which are working as a team. As the warming climate forges ever more forest fires, such firefighting coordination is becoming a necessity. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.